Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, hope is all well with you, man. I'm sure you've discussed this topic in your previous videos. I recently had an old ex-girlfriend contact me back from the day, circa 1992. I was horrified in how she changed dramatically over the years. Here's the brief backstory. We met at the age of 21, dated for 2 years, moved in together for less than a year, then broke up. She cheated on me and moved in with a fellow male coworker from our Naval Hospital duty station in Bethesda, Maryland. I cried like a baby after and sat in my car listening to the song Why You Wanna Treat Me So Bad by Prince for a couple of hours. I listened to that song 25 to 30 times back to back. LOL. She red-pilled me at that time without me realizing it. I'm 49 now and have never put myself in that horrible situation since then. When she contacted me, she told me the guy she cheated once with married her, but after 12 years of marriage and 2 sons, he cheated on her with his secretary. Go figure. LOL. Anyway, she apologized for what she did to me back in the day, and said it was subconsciously always lingering in her mind for years. Sane Man, as I mentioned, I'm sure you discussed this type of situation in the past, but I wanted you to revisit the topic for new subscribers and older guys like myself. This information would be great for younger guys who will get to see how past lovers morph into busted Pillsbury biscuit cans. In a Coach Greg Adams voice, LOL. Please dissect and interject to the masses, my brother, OG Sandman styles. I've included before and after pics of the individual I spoke about. I know people age as they get older, but damn, I was floored. Godspeed to your future endeavors, sir. Well, Mr. Anonymous, I didn't use the name you gave me because you already gave me so many details that it might actually give away your identity. I'll discuss the obvious situation where your ex of almost 30 years put on her new favorite perfume, Eau de Desperation, or Desperation, in just a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Rub Done Right. Season your meat with an award-winning original rub and black garlic steak seasoning. When you're done beating your meat and rubbing one out, get Rub Done Right. The flavor is amazing and it's healthier for you than white garlic. Also get a 15% discount if you use the promo code SANDMAN on their website. Remember, meat is murder. A tasty, delicious, well-seasoned murder. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the ex-girlfriends that now look like grandmas trying to weasel their way back into your life and become your wife. Clown World Show. This woman's sad story reeks of desperation, Mr. Anonymous. It's poetic justice that she got dumped after she dumped you. Now she expects you to simp up to the plate and forget how she treated you almost 30 years ago, all with some tiny little apology. Maybe you should do what women would do in such a situation. Say you dumped a woman and then you wanted to get back together with her later. You know what many women do. They play along and go out with you pretending like they're interested, but then blow you off. They don't forget about how you kicked them to the curb, and they take advantage of every easy revenge opportunity that you give them. I'm not saying that men should play the same types of games that women play, but it sure is tempting. But maybe it's not such a good idea in this current age of Me Too. More than likely, she still believes that her inflated ass and deflated face are too good for you. So she's probably thinking that she can just get some easy attention from you, and if she really gets really, really desperate, only then might she actually go for your pension too. Also, at this point of scripting, you said you'd include pictures. I'll include them in this video with the face covered if I get them later. But again, you have to send them to me. You probably forgot to attach them. But I've got a production schedule to maintain, so I've got to give you my response as quickly as I can. Otherwise, I might forget to make it. Just so you guys know that since I made a sob story video about the YouTube throttling my channel down, I got a lot of support from you guys. So thank you. Lots of topic requests and coaching calls. I was struggling to get back to everyone. So if you don't get a response video, just contact me and let me know. I feel like there's one or two videos that fell through the cracks. Mr. Anonymous, you're almost 50, and you went your own way 30 years ago. I think that beats Vengeance's record. It's clear to me that when you moved in and lived with that woman in your early 20s, she was most likely your first love, and you were no doubt devastated for years after the relationship ended. You never forgot that pain, and you could never love again because you were worried it might happen again someday. You touched the booby hot stove and were worried it was going to burn you again. In reality, after your first love, you don't tend to get as deeply emotionally involved. And the pain you feel from future breakups is nowhere near as bad. But Mr. Anonymous, I can understand if you wanted to avoid risking that, you'd go through the same emotional conniption fit. But in all honesty, you probably saved yourself a lot of hassle. The woman's story you shared with me, she wanted you to know that life supposedly punished her the way she punished you, and that you should show sympathy for her. But did she actually show you any? Probably not. Also, aging sucks with regards to appearance. But at least for men, we look well-weathered and look like we have character and wear in the lines of our face, like badges of honor. Women tend to wear age as well as bruised peaches, or like grapes withering on a vine. They have a hard time keeping the granny weight off and start to round it up. The first girl I fell in love with in high school today, her face is unrecognizable to me, from all the wrinkles, yet her husband still looks the same. I chose not to date her, even though I was presented with the choice. The unhappiness on his face today tells me that I made the right decision. I wonder if he's going to be unhappy enough one day to cheat on her with one of his female co-workers that's 10 years younger than her. Of course, women will call him a bastard if he does that, but you know that if women married a man that started to look like a wrinkled marshmallow, and a man that was 10 years younger than them gave them attention, they might find that offer to be one hard to resist. But when guys leave their wives for other women, those wives end up becoming the female version of incels in some ways. Not because they can't find a man, but because they can't find the man that they want to be with. My thinking is that this woman imprinted on you, Mr. Anonymous, and that could be another reason she's contacting you now. That there was some emotional connection there, but after living with you for a year, she realized that there wasn't a healthy relationship for her. So she went on to another one. Also, maybe she was snooping around on your social media profiles and found out that you were super successful, and that the issues she had with you before had been fixed, and her emotional imprint still exists. And maybe she's hoping that yours still exists for her today, too. But after you saw her pictures, I'm sure your emotions were obliterated. She's probably thinking to herself, what's the worst that can happen? She's probably not figuring that pictures of her figure will potentially be put in front of thousands of men on the internet, all to laugh at. So with that being said, you did send me the pictures, and here are some of her in her early 20s in the early 90s. You had a great car and a great girl, and today one's in a landfill, and the other one just fills more land on account of gaining weight. Those are the before pictures, and here are the after pictures. She looks like she's obese, well over 200 pounds and trying to be a bad boy or bad bae biker. She's got tattoos and seems to have a bad attitude. To me, it doesn't look like she's one of those women that fell off the back of the bike that you read about on all those t-shirts. She was probably pushed off that bike, and telling herself that she fell off of it is her lying to herself to improve her self-esteem. So it looks like she bought her own bike to make herself feel better about herself. Plus, she's probably interested in biker guys, so she's doing the whole female chameleon thing. I've had to take your biker babe's face off, then you photos just in case. It's scary to think what 30 years can do to someone. She turned into a butterball turkey riding a bike. I can understand why she's trying to reconnect with your erection. If she ever got on top of you, it would probably snap it in half. She's grossly overweight, and I'm guessing that you're still the same way when you met her. Considering that you're in America, she's just an average weight these days. What is she expecting you to do now? To date her just in time for diabetes, feet, and a mastectomy? I don't have any issues with age. There are plenty of older women that keep up their appearance. But I have an issue with women not recognizing that they're an unhealthy weight, and it's going to cause them all kinds of issues going forward. All that fat in your abdomen promotes cancer. What does she want you to do? Date her just in time for chemo. I can understand why she's going through her old contacts and boyfriends. She's getting desperate, and she's probably getting more women hitting on her in her biker babe gang than she has men hitting on her. That's probably why she does it, so she can get the attention. Every day she's looking more and more like Rosie O'Donnell, and yet she still expects a young Brad Pitt to rescue her. I suspect that if no one stepped up to her gold-plated fanny pack fupa, which is clearly visible in the picture, that she's going to have to settle for one of those biker babes that likes bigger gals. Situations like this show you why it's best not to reconnect with women that were once upon a time hot in the past. In this video, I just want to discuss a few things in the manosphere. Some of you have also been telling me about how Kevin Samuels and Fresh and Hit have been blowing up. And Fresh and Fit were on Tim Pool's podcast, the IRL podcast, recently. That this is something that's great for the manosphere. It's great because it's red-pilling a lot of guys out there. But they tell many guys to date and are more of a pickup channel than a MGTOW one. Although during Tim's podcast, they were saying not to get married. Many of you guys also think I need to evolve my channel and change and do more streaming. I'm toying with the idea of doing live streams through MGTOW.TV. because I can get super chats on there and I could do those with Lamprey. But as for reinventing myself, I don't think that's really a possibility. If you go back to Coach Greg Adams and Better Bachelor, they peaked out about 6 months to a year ago. Hammerhand the MGTOW Monk was kicked off of YouTube, and he came back and started a second channel, and a couple of months ago he got over 7 million views in just 1 month, that on a new MGTOW channel. Then it went down to 4.5 million the following month, and then he got a strike from Susan, and since then he's been trying to pump out as many videos as he can each day. Most super short sound bites, like you'd find on TikTok, which he also mirrors to. I remember years ago being criticized for making videos that were 10-minute sound bites, instead of hour-long lectures. All the new content creators in the manosphere get throttled after 6 months to a year or so. They blow up at first and then they get throttled, or people get sick of them and then go someplace else. When you've been on YouTube for 8 years doing daily content production and hear of some new person that's going to change the world talking about female nature, you start to scratch your head as to people's short memory. You start to say to yourself, we've been here before. I just say, let's see what they're up to in a year or two. Let's see if burnout, boredom, or laziness claims another victim, or soft censorship for that matter. The way I describe YouTube and video content production is that it's like a sprint and a marathon all rolled into one. You have to work hard and fast like you're running a sprint, but you also have to structure your very way of life so you can sustain it over the longer period of time, like you're running a marathon. Mostly daily content producers don't really have a life outside of being online. They don't have the time if they're editing, scripting, and talking all the time. The big content producers that hit immediate success and start making six figures right off the bat can't slow down and relax because they don't know how long it's going to last. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Mr. Anonymous's ex-girlfriend wants him to ride her like a hog the way she rides her hog. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the 50-year-old tatted-up land whales cruising around on road rascals, better known as motorcycles, away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.